AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations in Minneapolis continue to produce protests and conflict. Bureau of Prisons officers chasing off an AP reporter who was documenting a vehicle with shattered windows, and later a man pepper sprayed in the face. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar visited a Somali market in the city.
Not only is the federal occupation hurting businesses, the president's reprehensible rhetoric has led right-wing grifters to show up here to terrorize our community. It is indefensible. Hurting small businesses is just the tip of the iceberg.
And as Donahue reports on Capitol Hill,
a partial government shutdown seems more likely at the end of the week. Following the deaths of two people at the hands of federal agents in Minneapolis, Democrats want major changes to ICE.
We want to end roving patrols.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants accountability.
Federal agents should be held to the same use of force policies that apply to state and local law enforcement and be held accountable.
A third demand.
We want masks off, body cameras on.
Republicans will need Democratic votes to keep the government open when funding runs out at midnight Friday. Texas Republican John Cornyn says they can have conversations about what additional oversight is required, what additional laws should be considered, but not at the expense of shutting down the government. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Georgia, the FBI served a search warrant at the Fulton County Elections Office seeking records on the 2020 election. The Fed's left its benchmark interest rate unchanged for now. The Southeast is still reeling from sub-freezing temperatures and widespread power outages. Mark Miller at the National Weather Service says the cold's likely to extend into next week, and another storm could hit this weekend.
Central Virginia, Southeast Virginia, into the Carolinas, even into portions of Georgia, possibly.
This is AP News. The Westminster Dog Show is coming up.
The Westminster Kennel Club marks its 150th dog show this year in New York City, running from January 31st to February 3rd. President Donald Sturz says it's got a storied history.
There was a small group of gentlemen who had some sporting breeds who got together at the Westminster Hotel in 1876. The Westminster Hotel was down on 16th Street in Irving Place. They were kind of comparing their dogs and telling tall tales, you know, about their dogs' prowesses. And they decided what better way to sort it all out, but to let's have a competition.
He says the following year they put together a dog show called Gilmore's Gardens with about 1,200 dogs.
It was a huge success, heralded in the press. It was a big deal.
The top dog at the Westminster Dog Show will be crowned February 3rd at Madison Square Garden. Julie Walker, New York.
For more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.